Former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson openly contemplated running for his old job this year, even after Mark Green had emerged as the party's choice for the office. In May, Thompson threw his support behind Green instead and largely disappeared from the public's eye. With less than a couple weeks before Election Day, he's re-emerged in a campaign ad where he makes a pitch for Green and takes a few swipes at Doyle.
Jim Doyle has failed us and he's lying about Mark Green to cover it up. Mark supports stem cell research. Don't let anyone tell you different.
Thompson says Wisconsin used to be the envy of the nation and implies Doyle is to blame for high taxes.
We have to remember that there's very, very bad blood between Tommy Thompson and Jim Doyle.
Mordecai Lee teaches political science at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. The former Democratic lawmaker also served with Thompson in the Wisconsin Assembly. Lee says that as governor, Thompson was a control kind of guy. He was often frustrated he could not control the office of then Attorney General Jim Doyle. Lee says it's significant that Thompson talks about stem cell research in the ad because as governor, he was very much in favor of it.
Perhaps we need to see the Tommy ad not as a just another endorsement kind of ad, but rather that it's the Green campaign's response to the Michael J. Fox ad.
That ad featured Fox lauding Doyle for his support of embryonic stem cell research and criticizing Green for standing in the way. Green equates research that destroys human embryos with taking human life. Lee says this latest back and forth is a case of the candidates zeroing in on undecided voters. Even with months of polling under their belts, Lee says campaigns are never sure what will work and what won't. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.